Throughout this week, the Central Water and Sewerage Authority, CWSA, has organized community events, educational programs, and public awareness campaigns designed to highlight the importance of water conservation, especially during periods of drought. Joan Ryan De Silva, Public Relations and Marketing Manager at the CWSA, says the week of activities began with a church service.
Staff journeyed to the Kingston Baptist Church, which we do annually, to have our Thanksgiving service. And that, again, was well attended by staff. And it's an opportunity for us to just give thanks. Unfortunately, this year, we would not be engaging our students the way we normally do. However, we would be going out to the north of the country, and we would be visiting schools from Turoma right up to Sansi. We would be talking about water-related issues with students and teachers. So on Friday, we would be traveling to Kingstown, and we want to talk to businesses in Kingstown about some of the waste management practices that we have been observing over the years.
Mrs. Ryan De Silva said the CWSA is working towards putting measures in place to ensure that there is a consistent supply of water for future generations.
So in this day and age of climate change, it is important that we understand in St. Vincent and the Grenadines that we have to put measures and systems in place to ensure that we have a consistent water supply, not just for now, but for future generations. And that means educating ourselves. That means the authority have to lead the way in terms of conservation issues, basically talking to the general public about what their roles and responsibilities are. Over the years, we have tried to lead this charge in terms of talking about climate change in general, talking about the issues, the importance of water storage, the importance of conservation. And I believe that World Water Day is a day that focuses attention on all of these issues.
Mrs. Ryan De Silva also raised concerns about illegal dumping in the Argyle area, noting that the CWSA is mobilizing a number of groups to carry out a major cleanup operation.
Now, in Argyle, the old Argyle Road, there is extreme illegal dumping taking place there. We remove most of the heavy material from among the trees, and that's right on the coast. What we pulled out was about 3 truckloads. Now, that material, over the years, there was a consistent dumping. Coconut shells, stuff from garages, white goods, all kinds of different things, like maybe people who are cleaning out their home, different materials that were dumped there, and right on the beachfront. As a result of that, there was some erosion to the beachfront area. Some stuff went down on the beach itself. But other than that, the entire coast is very stony, and among the stones are a lot of plastic containers, plastic bags, a lot of different kind of plastics. I mean, it's highly, highly littered in that area. We are starting now on Saturday is to go in and start the cleaning of the beach area. This is not an activity that can be completed within any one day. It is something that is ongoing. We would be partnering with communities, a couple of groups close to Argyle, our own staff, folks from Energize Earth, Police Youth Club in the area, a couple other groups would be going out with us to see what we can do out there.
Joan Ryan De Silva, Public Relations and Marketing Manager at the Central Water and Sewerage Authority, CWSA. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.